Day four. Russia has stepped up its military advance as its troops enter Ukraine's second biggest city. Kharkiv is situated in the northeast, near the separatist-held regions of Luhansk and Donetsk, more than 400 kilometres from the capital, Kiev. Several military vehicles have been seen moving along a street in Kharkiv city centre. The regional governor says Ukrainian forces are battling Russian troops and warns civilians not to go outside. Russian forces have attacked oil and gas facilities, sparking huge explosions on the fourth day of its land, air and sea invasion of Ukraine. Troops are trying to take over the Vasilkiv air base. That's 40 kilometres southwest of Kiev. An oil depot there is on fire after being hit by a Russian missile. Air raid sirens have sounded in Kiev minutes before a blast was heard. The city's 3 million residents have been told to take shelter, with fears the battle will get close to the city centre. A curfew has been imposed until Monday morning. Hoda Abdelhamid joins us live now from Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. Hoda, just get us right up to date with all the main developments overnight your time.
Well, in Kharkiv, I think that's where the most significant development happened in this part of the country. The Russians, according to the civil administrator, some Russians' light vehicles have managed to enter the city from the northeast. They also blew a gas pipeline, which would mean that many civilians would not have heating, and it is very cold at this time of the year. It seems that the city, from what we understand, is now surrounded from all sides by the Russians, and it's quite difficult also for civilians to get out of there, those who are trying to escape. Now, these are the early hours of the morning, and certainly we're going to hear a bit more a bit later from the civil administration there, but they were depicting quite a grim picture at this moment. And then if we move towards the capital, Kiev, it's under curfew since last night, Saturday, 8 p.m. until tomorrow, Monday, 8 a.m. According to the government, that's to try to pinpoint the, what they call the saboteurs, Russian elements who would be even dressing civilians, trying to cause chaos there. There was heavy fighting on the streets in many parts of the city. There's also another development in Vasilkiv, which is south of Kiev. The Russians have been trying to get that area. There is an air base there. According to what we just heard, a gas storage facility, or fuel storage facility rather, has been hit. There's also, we still have unconfirmed report, but it seems that there's some sort of radiation also that's coming out. What we can see from what's going on is that the Russians are trying to hit the infrastructure of the country, trying to make life extremely difficult by hitting fuel, by hitting gas, and by trying also south of here in Zaporizhia, trying to reach a nuclear plant there. They haven't been able to, but that's according to the military. That's where they are trying to head as we speak.
Is the calculation, do we think, Hoda, for the Russian military that Kharkiv is an easier target to go after because it's almost as far east as you can go before you bump into the Donbass region?
Well, I think the calculation was also that Kharkiv is so close to the Russian border. It's about 40 kilometers from the Russian border. A lot of people who live there are ethnically Russian. It is a country that had shown, a city rather, that had shown support to Russia in the past. There's a lot of commercial links between the two sides. There's even family links between the two sides. And I think the Russians were quite surprised to see that that city, regardless of all these links, has actually put up a fight and is resisting that advance. It's by calculation that really that they started that. They wanted to use Kharkiv as some sort of a rear base and from there maybe head south towards here, Dnipro, which is a city that the Russians would like to take, because during the past years, during when the separatists had advanced all the way to the Dnipro River, well, this city was sort of the headquarters of the Ukrainian military, and it was from here that they were launching their attack to push back the separatists. The Russians got bogged down in Kharkiv. They got bogged down in Kiev and even in Mariupol. Yes, they managed to surround Mariupol. They managed to take Mytipolo, but they are not in Mariupol. They do not have that port city under their control. So certainly the advance has been slowed down by all of that. But it was clear that their plan was to try to sort of surround the Donbass and then from there have the separatists push up all the way to the Dnipro River.
Hoda, thank you very much. Hoda Abdelkhamid there talking to us live this hour from Dnipro in eastern Ukraine.